Welcome to the Gosportopia Classic Rock and Roll Radio Podcast. Radio was once one of America's favorite sources of entertainment and information. With music and shows and news, radio provided Americans with hours of enjoyment. But then the growing popularity of television ended most of the classic radio shows, and traditional radio, featuring talented DJs with well-developed personas, all but ended during the 1980s and 90s. My classic rock and roll radio podcast revives many of the greatest facets of the old days of radio, broadcasting some of the greatest music ever created, as well as the best of the old-time radio shows. Plus, I mix in other forms of entertainment, those that merit a revival. Will you enjoy listening? The only way to know is to give it a shot. So turn me on and turn it up. Enjoy the show.
I am cool. is part of me.
Alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them Smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
'Cause we got a great big
a 10-9 on that Big Ben. Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hawks are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck just sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4 sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
'Cause we got a mighty convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way.
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
Driving home this evening, I could have sworn we had it all worked out. Had this boy believing way beyond the shadow of a doubt. Then I heard it on the street. I heard you might have found somebody new. Well, who is it, baby? Who is he? And tell me what he means to you. Took it all for granted, but how was I to know that you'd be letting go? Now it cuts like a knife, but it feels so right. It cuts like a knife, yeah, but it feels so right. Mistaken. There's times I thought I'd been misunderstood. So wait a minute, darling. Can't you see we did the best we could? This wouldn't be the first time things have gone astray. Now you've thrown it all away. And it cuts like a knife, but it feels so right. granted, but how was I to know that you'd be letting go? Now it cuts like a knife, but it feels so right. Yeah, it cuts like a knife, but it feels so right.
Ionized Yeast presents Lights Out, Everybody.
Line of machine gun bullets and with 25 caliber automatic rifles. There was a time, though, when the sound in the jungle was that of insects and the raucous call of jungle birds. Men went into the tropical forest for high adventures or to make money. It's of these times that our story is tonight.
And now,
Lights Out, Everybody.
Jungles of the upper Amazon.
Dixie! Hey, Dixie!
You don't have to shout. I hear you.
Hey, Dixie, look. Hey, look at this. Look at this one. Look at it, I tell you.
Another butterfly.
Yeah, look at these wings. Look at them.
Better if it had wings big as an airplane to take us out of this hellhole.
I bet I'll get 10 francs for this one.
If we get out of the jungle alive.
Oh, I'll get out.
Aye. You mean we? You wouldn't leave me here?
Don't worry, Dixie. You get in this with me and you'll get out of it with me. It's good to sit down.
Until the ants begin to eat you.
I'll cut it out, will you? Can't you do anything but sing the blues?
I suppose I should be happy. Should sing a song because the sun is burning me up, because the insects bite me, because I'm here in this devil's hole half the world away from my home.
Cut it out. If I like it any better than you do, it's our only chance, see? Catching these bugs is our only chance to get the dough and get out of here.
But the sun...
You think the sun's any colder working in the mines? You think her son's any colder sitting out there on the beach tearing her heart out every time you see a boat heading back? Tell you, Dixie, the jungle's the only chance we have to get out of here, and by the devil, I'm taking it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I know what you say. Our only chance.
Sure it is. Now snap out of it. Had a couple of days like this one, and we'll have caught enough of these bugs to head back to the coast.
But will we get through?
Listen, Dixie, when I say I'm getting out of here, I'm getting out.
But the natives say...
Cut it out, I tell you. Nothing's going to stop me.
But if we do get out, how do we know that Mr. Renette will buy the butterflies?
Listen, he said he would, didn't he?
Oh, what a man says.
Yeah? Well, why shouldn't he buy them? Gives us a franc apiece and then sells them all over the world for plenty of them.
But who would waste money on such things?
Don't you know nothing. Schools, museums, they pay plenty of dough for these jungle butterflies.
But why should anybody...
Oh, forget it, I tell you. Yeah, hot enough without you shooting your mouth up all of the time. Now, lay still, I tell you, and forget it.
All right. I'll forget it. Joe, I seen you laugh to yourself. Why do you laugh?
I was just thinking.
What?
I was thinking what you said before about a butterfly with wings like an aeroplane.
Yeah?
Funny, ain't it? Two big guys like you and me. Guys that shot the works from arson and murder. Both of us depended on what? To get us out of the jungle and back to where we came from. Handful of blue and red and purple butterflies.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Funny, ain't it? If anybody told me a couple of years ago that I'd be chasing bugs, that I slugged them. The bugs are all the chance I got now.
That's right.
You know, it's a funny thing. When I was a kid, I used to chase butterflies, too. Dinky little white ones all around the empty lot and back of the... What's the matter with you, Dixie? What are you staring at?
You didn't see it?
See what? What is there to see with a... Ladies?
No.
Then what? Then what?
From behind that tree. He looked out at me.
He? What are you talking about? Who looked out at you?
A spider. And I think it was as large as a dog.
Nice and cool about this time of night where I used to live.
Joe.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Did I see it?
You're starting that again.
But I must have seen it. I must have seen it. It was all so clear.
Look, I tell you, it was nothing but a monkey hanging there. Spider.
But I saw...
Go on, the heat's frying your brains. Go on to sleep. Mosquito got it under the netting.
You get it? You get it?
No, no. I got it.
Another one?
There's a hole in the netting. That's what's the matter. Might as well get up and fix it. Blasted stuff is falling apart with mildew.
Joe.
What do you want?
Don't go too close to the edge of that clearing.
What are you talking about? I'm just going to fix the netting so that...
Joe, what? Joe, what is it? Joe!
I'm okay.
Yeah, but you screamed.
Yeah.
Well?
I saw it, too. I was sitting at the edge of the clearing in the moonlight. Yeah. Spider is... Big as a dog. Pull the line tighter. Yeah, I dug it. Okay, come on out of the tree now.
All right.
Now watch yourself. Don't shake that tree too much. That trap door's set on a hair trigger.
Yeah. Now it's done.
Yeah. That cage ain't strong enough to hold it. You can run a knife through it.
But what if it doesn't come here again?
Here by the tree the last two nights, wasn't it?
Yeah, but what...
So it'll do it again. Only this time it's going to stay by the tree.
But what if the trap fails?
Don't start that again. I tell you, one jerk in the spine from where we're sitting, the whole cage will fall right on him. Then, my friend, our troubles are all over.
I tell you, Joe, I'm afraid.
Afraid of what? Getting out of here and getting someplace where we can live like men? You afraid of making money?
Money?
Listen, for a spider that big, I could get enough cash to float home with silk shirts on our back. Think of it. A spider that big? We'll clean up with it.
No, Joe, no. I say, let's get away from here.
Oh, scared you, Dixie, huh? Well, it don't me. I tell you, this blasted jungle has spit out a gold mine for it.
But the trap. Are you sure of it, Joe?
Sure, I'm sure. We'll catch him. And it won't be butterflies paying our ship fare home, Dixie. It'll be the biggest spider in the world. That's all right, huh, Dixie?
But are you sure of the trap, Joe?
It went strong tonight.
Yeah.
I wonder what time it is.
Stars are gone.
Getting up morning.
Yeah.
It was always earlier before.
Trap frightened them away.
What do spiders know about traps?
You said yourself they're clever.
Now be a fool.
But you said yourself...
Just talking, that's all.
There's a fear in me. Cold and sharp as if...
Wait.
Huh?
Get to the clearing. Come on. Stay quiet.
Joe, let him go.
Quiet or I'll kill you.
Don't pull a trap.
Quiet.
It's looking at us.
Have a step and it'll be right under the... There. I got it. Oh, look at it, Dixie. Trap. And it's mine. The biggest spider in creation. I'll get all the money I need. Well, Dixie, what's the matter with you? Come on, why don't you say something?
Trap. And it doesn't move. Just looks at us. Joe.
Eh?
How many days...
Well, say it. Since we caught the big fella? Three. Yeah, 3 days.
You haven't fed it?
You're telling me.
Why do you...
Because I'm playing it smart. Pretty soon that thing won't be caring much about anything. And I'm going to slip the bottom of that cage and off we go.
They say such creatures can live for a long time without eating.
Well, not when they're that size. I figure that sitting out there in that sun all day... Well, in about a week it won't care much whatever we do with it.
Joe.
Yeah.
How could such a creature be?
What do you mean, how could it be? You're looking at it, ain't you?
But such a spider.
It's there. That's all that means anything to me.
But such a giant creature.
That's it. It's a giant, ain't it? Well, you've seen giant human beings in circuses, haven't you? Well, they just happen, that's all. That's the way this spider happened.
So black.
Yeah. The midnight special, ain't he? Those big, hairy legs.
Once I saw an octopus.
Huh?
Devilfish.
Oh, yeah, sure. And this one looks like a dry land devilfish, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, will that make a billboard at a circus sideshow? Will we clean up?
The legs, the strength they must have.
Not when I get over it.
Look at it, Joe, be honest.
Huh?
Isn't there a strange fascination when you look at it closer?
What are you talking about?
Its eyes.
Well...
How they shine.
So what?
As if there was a thought behind them.
You're starting that again.
All these 3 days it sits there so quietly. Its eyes like burning flames just watching.
Cut it out.
If it is thinking, I'm afraid of what it is thinking.
How do you need it, Spatty?
Yeah, plenty of hat.
Yeah, Dixie couldn't take it anymore. He's off looking for a cool spot. But me, I didn't want to leave you alone, Spatty. I didn't want to leave my meal ticket. You're going to be a big-time attraction on the boardwalk in some big-time circus, Spider.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a screwy-looking thing, Spider. They won't believe it until they see it. The fella's going to cost them plenty before they do see it. Hey, Spider. Why don't you move? Spider. You're not dead. Get a stick, Spider. Bless you, you're not dead. You can't be dead. It's been only a week since. You can't be dead. You're my chance. You can't be dead. Curled up with your legs over you. Bless you, move. Reach in and see. Let go. Let go of me. Oh, bastard devil. You fool me. Let go. Let go of my arm. Get away. Let go. Dixie. The spider. Come on, Dixie.
Joe, where are you? Joe? The sound suddenly so quiet. Joe? Where's the man? He said he'd be here. He said... Buddy, what? Cried up. What? Joe, come quickly. I found a body. Joe, come quickly. Must see who? Joe, it's you. Joe, how did this... What? The spider. But how... Gone from the cage. What he did to you, Joe. Might come back while I was staying here. Might come back, gotta get out. Yeah, get things together. Butterfly, take boxes and get out before... Something move behind that tree. No, won't get me. Oh. My foot pushed it. Must have broken my... No. Gotta get away. Crawl. Gotta get away. I did get away. Clear. Someone to help me. Crawled it out. Someone to help me. So dark. Oh. Tired. No strength to call out. Crawl and find someone to help me. And I'll be free. Free. Got something. What? Buddy. Joe. Joe, you, but how? What?
crawled all night in the circle back in the camper.
No. Get out. Get out before... Oh, my leg. No, can't crawl anymore. It's out.
What? Behind me, it's behind me. We can jump on my back.
No, don't!
Nothing. Isn't there? If I could only crawl again, if I could only get away before... The moon coming up bright. No, I'll see what... Not here. Only you, Joe. Empty flesh over there in the moonlight.
Blast you to the devil, Joe. You brought me here. You was right to you, Dobby. That spider won't get me, not me. It's gone now. My leg, it will get better. I will get away. Yes, I will. I...
Spider, come back. Oh, no. No closer. No closer. No. Going back? Well, what? On Joe. Crawling over him. But Joe is dead. Why does he... What is the spider going to... Spinning a web over him. Turning him around and around like a fly. Covering him with that thick silk. Spinning a web of silk over Joe. Sleep? Sun. Morning, it is morning. I'm alive. Someone coming. Get a high.
Who?
So heavy a walk, it can't be that devil spider. Must be one of the savages here. Help me. See who? Joe. It is Joe alive.
Joe, I'm here. Joe, I'm here. Wait for me. Joe, why do you stand there? I must have had a dream. All that happened, yes, a dream. Last night was such a funny nightmare to tell you. Joe, why do you just stand there? Why do you just look at me? Your eyes, the sun shines in them, they hurt me. Don't look at me like that, Joe. Your eyes so dark, so big. I say, closer, my friend, come closer. I have such a happy thing to tell you. Closer. I hear you. I like what your eyes are singing to me, Joe. Yes, I come closer. You keep telling me that happy thing. Yeah. I'm close to you now, Joe. Tell me what your eyes... Your hand. Why do you grab my arm? Your other hand, my other arm. Why do your fingers hold my arm so tight they hurt me? Another arm on my shoulder. Joe, another arm holding my neck. Joe, so many arms, how can it be? Joe, it is you. I see your face, but your eyes bigger and bigger. Sun so strong in my head, burning my head inside. Is that why I see such crazy things, Joe? Joe, why don't you say something? Your eyes bigger and bigger, burning into my head. Now your face is changing. Joe, it is you. Then why doesn't your face... Joe, that sound. Your face, your arm.
Spider. You are the spider. The spider. Your eyes fooled me, didn't they? Made me think I was seeing Joe, but all the time it was you, Mr. Spider.
wonderful eyes you have, Mr. Spider. I'm not afraid anymore. Isn't that a joke? Your black arms pull me close. I see the poison dripping from your fangs. But I'm not afraid. It's very funny. When the worst thing really happens, you're not afraid. I'm not afraid. Your fangs. Closer. Closer. I'm not afraid. Right deep. Right deep.
Mr. Obler, what's the moral of tonight's story? Stay away from spiders?
Yes, especially from black widows. No, Frank, our story tonight was just in fun, which reminds me of vacations, of which few of us are going to have any this year. And speaking of vacations, I'd like to tell you about a very amazing vacation I once had, visiting haunted houses. And after that vacation, I was badly in need of something our government wants from us very much these days, nurses. Now, here's some facts, and please listen because they concern each of you. Unless the nurse power of the entire nation is reinforced by the enrollment of 65,000 students in the schools of nursing for 1943, all of us face a real threat to civilian health. Therefore, beginning immediately and continuing through the spring and summer months, nursing must be considered America's number one woman power shortage. I'd like to say some words that the government said. 65,000 young women must dedicate their lives so that others might live. Now about haunted houses. Well, I visited all the legendary haunts up in New England, but, well, I went through the moss-covered old piles and creaky floored structures and weather-beaten homes and all the places where the souls of the unhappy departed are supposed to walk through the night.
What happened?
I caught a violent cold.
Oh.
And met a little old lady.
Oh, who's she?
Well, you'll meet her next week in a play titled Little Old Lady. And to all of you, a very, very cordial invitation to an amazing little old lady next week.
Yes, tune in next Tuesday again for Arch Obler's eerie story, Little Old Lady.
It is later than you think.